心。
哈利路亚，愿大家平安。
哈利路亚 ，Peace be with you all。
今天下午的讲题是看见、看清、看透。
The topic for mutual encouragement this afternoon is see it, see clearly, see through。
我们人有五官。
Everyone has five senses。
那视觉可以说是五官里面最重要的一环。
Vision is the most important out of them all.
因为如果你视觉受损了，那你生活非常的不方便。
If your vision is damaged, it will bring you great inconvenience.
啊，如果你是瞎眼的人，那基本上在社会上就是一个残障的，需要人家帮助的一个人。
If you are blind, then you are considered as a disabled, and you will need other people's assistance.
那每个人都只有一双这个眼睛。
Everyone has only one pair of eyes.
啊，如果坏了，也不能随便更换。
If it's damaged, you cannot just change to a new pair.
所以一般人为了要保养这双眼睛啊，要非常的小心。
So normally people take good care of their eyes.
那平常不会觉得视力的宝贵。
In your daily life, you might not have realized the importance of your vision.
直到你有一天眼睛出了毛病了，你才发觉原来视力是那么重要。
Until one day something goes wrong with your eyes, then you will realize their importance.
就像小弟一样。
Just like myself.
过去三个星期过着比较特别的生活，比较特别一点的生活。
For the past 3 weeks, I've led a quiet, special kind of life.
不能说活在黑暗里，但是也没有看得很清楚。
I didn't exactly live in darkness, but I wasn't able to see clearly.
那既然每个人都有一双眼睛
，Since everyone has a pair of eyes.
但是每个人的视力却是不一样。
But everybody has different vision.
你不是瞎的，不代表说你看得很清楚。
Just because you are not blind, it doesn't mean you are able to see clearly.
我们先来看马太福音的第六章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 6.
22节。
Verse 22.
马太六章二十二节。
Matthew chapter 6, verse 22.
眼睛就是身上的灯，你的眼睛若嘹亮，全身就光明。
The lamp of the body is the eye.If therefore your eyes is good, your whole body will be full of light.
二十三节，你的眼睛若昏花，全身就黑暗。你里头的光若黑暗了，那黑暗是何等大的呢
？But if your eye is bad, your whole body will be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in you is darkness, how great is that darkness?
主耶稣说，眼睛就是身上的灯。
The Lord Jesus said, the lamp of the body is the eye.
每个人开一台车啊，一定有车头灯。
When we drive, there will be headlights.
你没有车灯，你晚上怎么开
？Without that, you cannot drive at night.
所以身体是要有灯。
So in the same way, our body also requires light.
不然你就会开到错误的方向，把自己放到危险的境地。
Otherwise, you'll be led into the wrong direction, into a dangerous zone.
但是主耶稣所说的这个眼睛，并不是普通的眼睛。
But the eyes that the Lord Jesus was talking about is not ordinary eyes.
我们每个人都有两双眼睛。
We all have a pair of eyes.
一双就是肉眼。
Sorry, we have two pairs of eyes. The first pair is our physical eyes.
但是另外一双是看不见的心眼。
The second pair is our spiritual eyes.
对，主耶稣特别强调的，你的心眼一定要看得见。
The Lord Jesus was talking about our spiritual eyes and that they should not be blind.
再来要看得清楚。
And then next, it has to see clearly.
再来，你的心眼要看透很多的事情。
And you should be able to see through many things.
这样你的人生才会走在正确的方向。
Only in this way will you be able to walk on the right path of your life.
首先来看，我们要追求能够看得见。
Let's first talk about pursuing after being able to see.
我们看路加福音十八章。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 18.
四十一节。
Verse 41.
路加福音十八章四十一节。
Luke chapter 18, verse 41.
你要我为你做什么？他说：“主啊，我要能看见。”
Saying, "What do you want me to do for you?" He said, "Lord, that I may receive my sight."
主耶稣经过耶利哥的时候
，When Jesus passed Jericho,
看到有一个瞎眼的在那边讨饭。
He saw a certain blind man, there begging.
他因为天生有残疾，没有办法自己处理生活赚钱。
Because he was disabled, he was not able to make a living on his own.
就只能坐在路边讨饭。
So he sat by the side of the road to beg.
在我印象，我小时候在香港长大。
This brought back my memory when I was in Hong Kong when I was young.
在路边呢，常常有乞丐。
I often see beggars alongside of the road.
很多乞丐呢，他们都是眼睛啊， 不能看见的。
Many of them were blind.
啊，戴着黑眼镜。
They wore dark sunglasses.
拿着盲人的用的那个拐杖。
And they had a stick for the blind.
啊，放一个盘，放一个要钱的。
And there was a plate in front of them for coins.
啊，有一些的还会拉一些乐器啊，吹一些乐器啊，然后大家看到他，哎呀，瞎眼的好可怜，又乞丐啊，给他钱。
Some of them would play some musical instruments, and when people take sympathy on them, they would give them some money.
那这个人就是这样。
And this man was like this.
啊，他看到主，听到主耶稣来了。
He heard that Jesus was coming.
他把握这个人生。唯一一次主耶稣在他面前出现的机会
He took hold of this once in a lifetime opportunity
大声叫哇大卫的子孙可怜我
He shouted out Son of David have mercy on me
哎，主耶稣听见停下来
The Lord Jesus heard him and stopped
就问他一个问题
And asked him
虽然主耶稣知道他要什么主耶稣还是要问他
Even though the Lord Jesus knew what he wanted but he still asked
那你要我为你做什么呢
What do you want me to do for you
他不是问主耶稣给他钱
He didn't ask for money.
或者是给他啊，可以生活没有缺乏。
Or to have abundance in his life.
说实在，你说吃的他缺乏吗？他也没缺，他也有的吃。
Actually, when you think about this, does he lack food? He didn't.
没有地方住吗？他可能也有一个家。
Did he have a place to live? Perhaps he did.
只是没有别人那么好哎。
It's just that it's probably not a very fancy place.
但是别人看见，他自己没有看见过。
But he was not able to see what other people could see.
所以他要求，我希望可以看得见啊。
So he asked the Lord that he may receive his sight.
弟兄姐妹，你想想，如果你从早上起来，睁开眼睛也是黑的，睡觉也是黑的，你的人生有什么的乐趣呢？
Let's think about this. If you open your eyes in the morning, all you see is darkness. Until the evening, when you close your eyes, it's still dark. What is the meaning of your life?
别人看电视，你也没得看。
Other people could watch TV, but you can't.
别人说这个很漂亮啊，你也感觉不到。
When somebody say, "Wow, this is so beautiful," you can't see it.
别人玩手机，你也没得玩。
Other people are playing on their smartphones, but you had nothing.
你有什么人生的这个感觉呢
？So what joy do you have to experience this life?
所以这个瞎子要的不是食物，不是金钱，说我希望可以看得见。
So this blind man asked neither for food nor money, but he asked for his sight.
虽然之前可以听得见
，even though he was able to hear，
可以闻得到
，he was able to smell，
可以感觉到别人的触摸
，he was able to feel touch。
但是看得见是完全不一样的。
But being able to see is something completely different.
你看见就好像进入另外一种世界里面。
When you have your sight, it's as if you have entered into another dimension.
没有办法用。言语来形容的快乐
It's something that words cannot describe.
所以他就要求主耶稣给他看见
So he asked the Lord Jesus so that he may receive his sight.
那主耶稣马上行神迹让他看见了
And the Lord Jesus immediately performed a miracle so that he could see.
是第四十二节，耶稣说：“你可以看见，你的信救了你了。”
Verse 42. Then Jesus said to him, "Receive your sight. Your faith has made you well."
这里主耶稣不单只医好了他的眼不见的病。
Here, not only did Jesus cure his blindness,
和让他可以得救
and gave him salvation.
这个是另外一个层面的看见。
This is another level of sight.
原来眼睛这样打开还不够好。
So being able to see is not good enough.
其实读故事啊、小说啊、电影里面呢，也有记载类似的故事。
When we watch movies or when we read novels, we might have come across similar stories.
有一些人一辈子看不见。
Some people they've not been able to see throughout their whole life.
结果突然间看见了。
And suddenly they are able to see.
反而对身边的社会啊、环境啊不习惯。
And they are actually not used to their environment.
或者是很失望。
Or they become very disappointed.
但是主耶稣真正要开他的是另外一双眼睛。
But what the Lord Jesus wanted to do was to open his other pair of eyes.
让他透过信心可以得救。
So that through his faith he was able to receive salvation.
这个是心眼要看得见。
This means that the eyes of your heart should be opened.
弟兄姐妹，你的心里面的眼睛，属灵的眼睛，有没有真正看得见？
Brothers and sisters, the eyes of your heart, your spiritual eyes, are they truly able to see?
如果还没有看得见
，If not,
你要求主耶稣给你信心，求主耶稣打开这双眼睛。
You have to pray to the Lord Jesus to give you faith to open this pair of eyes.
那有时候眼睛要打开主耶稣要用很极端的方法。
Sometimes the Lord Jesus must resort to extreme measures to open this pair of eyes.
像扫罗，他本来眼睛看得很清楚，但是他看不见主耶稣。
For example, Saul was being able to see, but he wasn't able to see the Lord Jesus.
他在犹太教里面长大。
He grew up under Judaism.
对主耶稣还有这个基督教非常的反感。
He was greatly opposing Christian and the Lord Jesus.
他不相信主耶稣是救主。
He didn't believe that the Lord was the Savior.
也觉得这些基督徒很讨厌。
And he hated Christians.
所以到处去抓这些基督徒。
So he went everywhere to try to capture Christians.
把他们下到监里面。
And put them into prisons.
那主耶稣怎么样来拣选他呢？
So how did the Lord Jesus choose him?
主耶稣要打开他的眼睛之前。
Before the Lord Jesus was about to open his eyes,
先做一件很奇妙的事。
He did something wondrous.
我们看《使徒行传》。
Let's turn to Acts.
第九章。
Chapter 9.
使徒行传的第九章。
Acts chapter 9.
第三节。
Verse 3.
使徒九章的第三节。
Acts chapter 9, verse 3.
扫罗行路征到大马色，忽然从天上发光，从四面照着他。
As he journeyed, he came near Damascus, and suddenly a light shone on around him from heaven.
他就扑倒在地，听见有声音对他说：“扫罗，扫罗，你为什么逼迫我？”
Then he fell to the ground and heard a voice saying to him, "Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?"
第五节，他说：“主啊，你是谁？”
Verse 5, and he said, "Who are you, Lord?"
主说：“我就是你所逼迫的耶稣。”
Then the Lord said, "I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting."
起来，进城去，你所当做的事必有人告诉你。
And then he asked him to arise and go into the city, and you will be told what you must do.
同行的人站在那里，说不出话来，听见声音却不见人。
The men who journeyed with him stood speechless. They heard a voice but saw no one.
我们看第八节。
Let's read verse 8.
扫罗从地上起来，睁开眼睛，竟不能见什么。
Then Saul arose from the ground, and when his eyes were opened, he saw no one.
有人拉着他的手领他进了大马士。
But they led him by the hand and brought him into Damascus.
三天不能看见，也不吃也不喝。
And he was 3 days without sight and neither ate nor drank.
你看神很奇妙。
God was indeed wondrous.
神要一个人看见之前，要先让他看不见。
Before he wanted to open someone's eyes, he first made him blind.
保罗以前看这个世界，或者是看基督耶稣，是用肉眼来看的。
In the past, when Paul was looking at this world and looking at Christ Jesus, he used his naked eyes.
耶稣算是什么？
What is the Lord Jesus?
没有受过教育。
He was uneducated.
也不是犹太教的老师拉比。
He was not a rabbi.
也不是说很传统的。
Neither was he orthodox.
没有很良好的教育背景。
He had no good upbringing.
他根本看不起耶稣。
So Paul despised the Lord Jesus.
那他看圣经，但是他也不认识耶稣是基督。
He read the scriptures, but he still did not know the Lord.
所以主耶稣要拣选他。
So when the Lord wanted to elect him,
先把这双肉眼先暂停三天。
He had to first stop his physical eyes.
那你可以想象，一个人如果平常都好好的，突然间瞎眼三天，会有什么的感觉？
You can imagine someone who had no problem with their eyes suddenly was not able to see for 3 days.
主耶稣没有先告诉他哦。保罗，你放心，三天就好，我会医好你。他没有先跟他讲。
The Lord Jesus never assured him that.Take heart. After 3 days, I will surely heal you.
当我眼睛发炎的时候，我在想一个问题：那我会不会越来越严重？后来就瞎眼了。
When I had infection in my eyes, I kept wondering about the question: Would it become worsened, and eventually I would go blind?
那保罗那个时候突然间瞎了，会瞎多久？会不会永远瞎了？他不知道。
So Paul suddenly went blind, and he didn't know whether it would be forever.
但是很奇妙，神的安排就是这样。
But it was wondrous that the Lord's guidance is such.
这双眼睛被关了。
That as he closed this physical pair of eyes,
逼着你不再凭这双眼睛来看事情了。
It forced him to no longer use his physical eyes to see.
我们每个人的思想都被肉眼看见的所影响。
Every one of us, our concepts and thinkings are greatly affected by what we see with our physical eyes.
你为什么要追求成功？
Why do you pursue after success?
什么叫做成功？
What is success?
你看别人这个就叫成功。
When you look at other people, you think that's the definition of success.
有钱，有名，有位，有地位。
They have wealth, they have status, they have fame.
成功有多好，别人尊重他。
How nice it to be successful, people respect you.
大家都追求这个，所以我也要追求这个。
Everybody pursue after success, so I will do the same.
好了，如果你眼睛有一天突然间瞎了。
One day, if your eyesight is shut,
你会想一个问题,
you will think about this one question.
我为什么还要追求成功?
Why am I still trying to pursue after success?
如果眼睛看不见,成功对我有什么意义?
If I cannot see, what is success to me?
啊, 漂亮的东西对我有什么影响?
What are those beautiful things to me? It doesn't affect me anymore.
所以你一部分的观感停了，你头脑里面就逼着要开发另外一个观感。
So as one of your senses is shut down, it forces you, it forces your brain to open up another kind of senses.
像我过去三个礼拜眼睛不太能看。
Just like for the past 3 weeks, I couldn't really see clearly.
我很想看，但是不能看。
I really wanted to see, but I wasn't able to.
一看手机，哇，眼睛就累了，就痛了。
As soon as I tried to look at my cell phone, my eyes started to hurt.
大家很关心我，发很多信息给我。
And brothers and sisters really cared for me, and they sent me a lot of messages.
我一开始还要很努力的想要回。
At the beginning, I tried really hard to reply.
结果越回就越痛。
But the more I replied, the more my eyes hurt.
我的弟弟在香港很有意思。
My brother was in Hong Kong.
他说大哥有没有好一点啊？每天都在 text 给我。
He was very interesting. He texted me every day to ask me if I was better.
我很辛苦的打几个字回他。
It was very hard for me to reply him by text.
然后他教训我，大哥不要玩手机，眼睛这样子不要再玩手机了。
And when I replied him, he actually rebuked me, saying, "Hey, brother, your eyes are not good. You shouldn't be playing on your cell phone."
那我说你不要我玩手机，你还 text 给我。
And then I asked him, if you don't want to use my cell phone, why did you text me?
哇，所以后来就不看了。所以你们的信息可能没回了啊。
So in the end, I just didn't look at my cell phone anymore. So a lot of your messages, I probably have not replied.
所以你没有打信息问候我，我很感谢你。
So if you did message me to check on me, I actually thank you.
好了，眼睛不能看手机了。So
my eyes were no good for looking at cell phone.
不能看电脑了。
I wasn't able to look at computers.
也不能出去散步了，阳光太亮了。
Wasn't able to take a walk because sunlight hurt my eyes.
那整天就闭目养神。So
for the whole day, I closed my eyes and take a rest.
躺着也是闭目，站着也是闭目，坐着也是闭目。When
I lie down, I close my eyes. When I stood up, I close my eyes. When I sit down, I close my eyes.
哇，一开始觉得很无聊。At
first, I find it so boring.
祷告也不能整天祷告嘛。I
mean, I couldn't really pray whole day.
祷告完坐在那边也是闭目。
After I prayed, I sat there and my eyes were still closed.
他就开始会想很多事情。
And I started to think about so many things.
想很多过去的。
Things in the past.
想很多教会的事情。
Things that's happening in the church.
自己家里的事情。
And things in my family.
自己过去做的事情。
Things I've done in the past.
想想自己跟神的关系。
And I ponder on the relationship of myself with God.
有什么要改进的。
And what could I improve?
真的，如果你的眼睛不闭起来，就不会想东西。
Truly, if your eyes are not closed, then you would not think about it.
为什么现在的人没有办法集中精神?
Why is it that people nowadays is very hard for us to focus?
越年轻的孩子越不能集中。
The younger we are, the harder it is for us to focus.
因为从小你就给他看很多的东西。
Because since young, we are exposed to so many information.
现在连老人都一样。
Nowadays, even the older generation is the same.
只要有一台手机，有一台 iPad， 不用出门了，整天都是环游世界。
As soon as you give them one cell phone or one iPad, they could stay at home all day and they don't have to go out.
没有错，你一直接触很多的资讯。
It's true that you are exposed to so much information.
但是其实没有，当你看用肉眼看东西的时候，你就没有常常没有在思考。
But when you look at them, when you read them, you didn't actually think about them.
你了解很多世界的事物。
You understand a lot of the things of this world.
但是没有了解自己。
But you don't understand yourself.
没有了解自己真正的情况。
You don't understand the true state you are in.
所以保罗让神让扫罗的眼睛瞎了三天。
So God made Saul blind for 3 days.
这是他。 回归向神的盟主拣选的一个关键的三天。
This is the critical period for him to return to God.
神没有马上让他听到亚拿尼亚讲道，马上要他悔改啊、洗礼啊，没有马上这样子。
God didn't immediately arrange for Ananias to preach to him and for him to get baptized.
神让他好好想这三天。But
God made him think for 3 days.
英文叫 soul searching， 对灵魂的这种寻找。
Which is what we call soul searching.
我们有时候很缺乏，就是这些反省。
Sometimes what we really lack is self-reflection.
我们真的看见吗？
Are we truly able to see?
我们一直在看外界的东西。
We keep looking at things from the outside.
但是没有忘记，有时候忘记反省自己啊。
Sometimes we have forgotten to examine ourselves.
好了，保罗开始反省了。
So Paul started to examine himself.
三天之后，透过亚拿尼亚跟他讲要怎么样做。
After 3 days, through Ananias, he was told what he was about to do.
把主耶稣基督，还有主耶稣基督以后要拣选他的事情告诉他。
He told Paul about the Lord Jesus and how the Lord was to choose him.
我们看十七节。
Let's read verse 17.
亚拿尼亚就进去了，进入那家里，把手按在扫罗身上，说：“兄弟扫罗，在你来的路上向你显现的主，就是耶稣，打发我来叫你能看见。”又被圣灵充满。
And Ananias went his way and entered the house, and laying his hands on him, he said, Brother Saul, the Lord Jesus, who appeared to you on the road as you came, has sent me that you may receive your sight and be filled with the Holy Spirit.
啊，原来神的时候到了。
So the time of God has come.
啊，那亚拿尼亚就告诉扫罗，你现在开始要看见。
And Ananias told Saul that from now on you will be able to see.
这个看见是两个层次的。
The sight refers to two levels.
第一就是肉眼要真正看见了，得医治了。
First is that his physical sight will be healed.
啊，我以前看那个十八节还不是很了解。
In the past, when I read verse 18, I wasn't able to understand.
为什么扫罗的眼睛会有鳞掉下来呢？
Why was it that there was something like scales that fell down from his eyes?
我大概两个礼拜前去看的眼科的时候。
Around 2 weeks ago, when I attended an eye doctor,
那个眼科帮我在检查眼睛，那时候肿得非常的厉害。
The doctor was checking on my eyes, and I had a lot of swelling at that time.
他用仪器来看我的眼球。
He used some equipment to check on my eyeballs.
哇，他说啊，你眼球啊上面呢已经有一层薄膜了 ，membrane 啊，因为病毒啊累积啊那些分泌物啊粘在你眼球上面。
He said that there was already a membrane on my eyeball because of the accumulation of virus.
啊，那个时候呢，我看东西好像完全蒙了一般这样。
At that time, when I look around me, everything was so blurry.
他说：“你坐好，我现在帮你要刮你的眼球，刮东西出来。”
So the doctor says, "Sit tight. Now I am going to scratch off the membrane from your eyeball."
啊，他那个棉花棒。插在上面，把眼球就挖出来一点。
So he used a cotton ball and then he cotton stick and he tried to scrape something off my eyes.
那个很尖的，不是用那个，他那个是顶着而已。另外一只很尖的东西，那边跟我刮刮刮。
Sorry, so he used a cotton stick to press around my eyes and he used another sharp object to scrape things off my eyeball.
没有打麻醉药，没得打的。
I didn't receive any anesthetic.
非常的痛。
And it was really painful.
眼睛有流东西下来。
And something came out from my eyes.
我以为是流眼泪，说医生给我纸，可以擦一下眼泪。
I thought they were tears, so I asked for a tissue to wipe off my tears.
他说不是眼泪啊，你是流血。
The doctor said, no, those were not tears, it's blood.
还好没有看见自己流血。
It was a good thing I wasn't able to see blood coming out of my own eyes.
他说帮你刮好了，现在没有了。
And he said, "Okay, I finished scraping, and now the membrane is gone."
原来知道眼睛发炎很严重，真的会在脸上这个眼睛长一层膜，好像鳞这样子。
And that's when I realized that when you have serious infection of the eye, you indeed will have a membrane that will form something like a scale.
他说不帮你刮出来啊，你以后就看一辈子都是这样蒙蒙的，像有 scar 在里面这样子。
The doctor said that if I don't scrape it off, you will not be able to see clearly through the rest of your life.
所以现在我主耶稣让我看懂第十八节的意思。
So now the Lord Jesus enabled me to understand the meaning of verse 18.
但是这个扫罗的，他那个真的是鳞片的，很厚的，让他完全看不见的，非常厚的，应该是一个东西。
So Saul probably had some really thick scales covering his eyes.
但是呢，主耶稣透过亚拿尼亚的按手，也没有眼科，也没有滴眼药，也没有手术，就让他掉下来了。
But the Lord Jesus, through the laying of hand of Ananias, and without any doctors or specialists, the scales just fell off.
因为主耶稣是最大、最伟大的医生。
Because the Lord Jesus is the greatest physician of all.
但是不单只肉眼看见了。
So not only was he able to receive his physical sight.
在扫罗心眼也看见了。
Saul's spiritual sight was also open.
所以他就起来。
So he got up.
然后呢，接受了洗礼。
And he received baptism.
然后就吃饭了。
And he ate something.
身体就健壮了。
And he became stronger.
之前三天没吃饭，也瘦了很多。他之前三天没吃饭。
So Saul didn't eat for 3 days. He must have lost a lot of weight.
你想不清楚你人生的问题，你怎么有胃口吃饭呢？
If you're not able to figure out the problem in your life, how would you have the appetite to eat?
还有眼睛不舒服，也是没胃口。
And also his eyes weren't well, so of course he didn't have appetite.
肉眼打开，心眼也打开了。
So when his physical sight was open, his spiritual sight was also open.
认识了耶稣。
He came to know the Lord Jesus.
认识了教会。
He came to know the churches.
也愿意，不是 churches, 就 church, one church, 认识了这个得救的教会。
He came to know the church of salvation.
愿意接受洗礼在这个教会里面。
He was willing to receive baptism in that church.
这个就是眼睛打开。
That's what it meant by opening of spiritual sight.
如果你还没有认识主耶稣是谁，你眼睛还没打开。
If you haven't come to know the Lord Jesus, if your spiritual eyes are still closed.
如果你认识耶稣，有来教会，但是还没有接受洗礼，你的眼睛还没真正打开。
If you know the Lord Jesus, you come to church, but you have not received baptism, then your eyes are not truly open.
但是扫罗的眼睛开了。
But Saul's eyes were opened.
看见。
He was able to see.
他的人生从此就不一样。
And his life turned around completely.
那你的眼睛，弟兄姐妹，我们的眼睛有真正看见了吗？
Brothers and sisters, are we able to see truly to see with our eyes?
有人说，我早就看见了，我从小就信主受洗了。
Some people say, yes, I'm able to see clearly. I've been baptized since I was young.
我知道耶稣是谁。
I know who the Lord is.
但是这个还不够。
But this is not enough.
我们还要看清。
We have to be able to see clearly.
你看得见不代表你看得清楚。
Just because you're able to see, it doesn't mean that you can see clearly.
像我现在看得见，但是看你们还蒙蒙的。
Like now, I can see, but all of you are a bit blurry to me.
对焦不是很清楚。
My eyes can't really focus.
那我们属灵的眼睛对远处的对方、远处的事物有没有办法对焦得很清楚呢？
So for our spiritual eyesight, are we able to see what's afar very clearly?
我们看希伯来书。
Let's turn to Hebrews.
第十一章。
Verse 11.
第十三节。
Chapter 11, verse 13.
希伯来书十一章的十三节。
Hebrews chapter 11, verse 13.
这些人都是存着信心死的，并没有得着所应许的，却从远处望见，而且欢喜迎接。又承认自己在世上是客旅的，是寄居的。
These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, were assured of them, embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth.
这些人是谁
？Who are these people？
这是亚伯拉罕啊。
These refer to Abraham.
以撒、雅各，这是信仰的祖宗。
Isaac and Jacob, they were the fathers of faith.
尤其是亚伯拉罕，从他开始。
Especially Abraham, faith started from him.
神在他很老的时候跟他显现。
At his old age, God appeared to him.
那时候他其实人生已经很固定了，也很安稳。
At that time, his life already settled down.
神却跟他讲，你起来，去一个我要指示你的地方。
But God said to him, arise, go to a place where I will instruct you.
我要拣选你，使你为大，你的后裔也要因为也是使别人得福。
I've chosen you to make you great, and your descendants will bring blessings to all.
亚伯拉罕还不知道去哪里，他就起来了。
Abraham didn't know where he was to go, but he already rose.
好了，到了那个地方才知道这个叫迦南地。
And when he arrived at that place, he found out that the place was called Canaan.
神说，我要在这边使你得福气。
God said that I would bless you here.
把这个地方赐给你的子孙。
I would bless this place for your descendants.
所谓的子孙是很多子孙。
And when God was talking about descendants, there are many, many descendants.
那亚伯拉罕那个时候很老，一个孩子都没有。
Abraham was of old age, and he did not even have one child.
在这边也没有一块地。
And he didn't own any piece of land.
对神的话语来说好像是天荒夜谈。
So God's promise probably sounded to him like something completely impossible.
他知道有神。
But he knew that there was God.
但是圣经说他却看得很清楚。
And the Bible records that he saw clearly.
因为如果他没有看得很清楚的话，
Because if he did not,
他不可能留在迦南地过着很简单的生活。
It's impossible for him to have stayed in the land of Canaan and led a simple life.
我们知道一个人生活的模式告诉你的理念是什么。
We know that how a person conducts their lives, it shows their true values.
你要怎么过生活? 你要怎么花你的钱? 花你的时间?
What kind of lifestyle do you have? How much money? The way you spend your money and time?
你要用你的时间来做什么?
How do you utilize your time?
但是亚伯拉罕呢, 他真的把很远的神的应许看得很清楚。
And Abraham truly saw clearly the promises that God made from afar.
不单只是他, 还有以撒雅各也一样。
Not just him, but also Isaac and Jacob was the same.
他们死的时候, 一点东西都得不到。
When they died, they have not received any of the promises.
但是他们是凭着信心死的。
But they died in faith.
还没有得到所应许的。
Not having received what was promised.
但是从远处望见。
But they saw them afar off.
我们一般人对很近的东西看得比较清楚。
Usually, we can see clearly what's right ahead of us.
对远的东西有时候不是很确定。
But what's far off, we wouldn't be very sure.
常常听到有一些弟兄姐妹这样说。
I often hear some brothers and sisters say,
我信主是信主了，但是对以后有没有天国，我还不是很知道了。
I have believed in the Lord, but I'm not really sure whether there will be a heaven.
我只是每个礼拜来教会，弟兄姐妹也很开心，这边吃顿饭也很高兴。 然后也可以聊天，我就这样子了。
I just come to church every week because I enjoy chatting with brothers and sisters, having meals together.
以后有没有天国，谁知道？
But I really don't know if there's a heaven in the future.
常常都听到有弟兄姐妹在言语当中有这种好像很潇洒的说，哎呀，不管以后了，现在开心就好了。
I often hear a lot of brothers and sisters say things like this, and they said that I don't think about the future as long as I'm happy now, that's enough.
当然看起来好像很潇洒，好像很洒脱，没有什么负担。
Of course, it appears quite cool.
我今天开心就好。
As long as I'm happy today, that's good enough.
今天我开心，我就来教会；不开心，我就不来教会。
When I'm happy, I come to church. If I'm not, then I don't come.
但是对亚伯拉罕来说，
But to Abraham,
是什么动力让他可以过几十年的在旷野很简单的寄居的生活呢？
What motivated him to stay in the wilderness and led a life there for over decades?
原来他对很远的东西看得很清楚。
Because he was able to see clearly what is afar.
神答应我，以后子孙很多很多，一定是这样子的。
God promised me to have so many descendants, and it will surely be fulfilled.
神答应我这块地以后赐给我的子孙，一定是这样子的。
God promised me to give this piece of land to my descendants in the future, and it will be fulfilled.
他不知道要怎么成就。
He didn't know how it will be fulfilled.
但是他知道一定会成就。
But he knew that it will surely be fulfilled.
结果真的是这样子。
And indeed it was so.
神没有让他失望。
God didn't disappoint him.
因为他有这双可以看得很清楚的信心的眼睛。
Because he had spiritual eyesight that would enable him to see clearly.
弟兄姐妹，我们对属灵的东西有时候真的不是很了解。
Brothers and sisters, sometimes we don't completely understand what's in the spiritual realm.
你说在座有几个人看过神的显现？可能也没几个。
How many of us here have seen appearance of God? Probably not a few.
天国有去过吗？
Have we ever been to heaven?
我看美国大家常常去了，但是天国的没人去过。
We've been to many places in North America, but probably not heaven.
有多好，没人知道。
Nobody knows how wonderful heaven is.
但是如果我们对主有信心，
But if we have faith in God,
你凭着信心对很远的还没有发生的事情会看得很清楚。
Through your faith, you are able to see something that is afar.
所以因为这样子，你都对今生的这个生活，你会做一个调整。
And because of this, you will adjust your life here on earth.
我人生的最后的目的就是我还有我的全家要得救。
Because the end goal of your life on earth here is that you and your household can be saved.
因为要这样，所以我就要过一个什么的生活？
Because of this, I will set a certain lifestyle for myself.
简简单单就好。
Simple is good enough.
我的工作能让我多多聚会，就是好工作。
If I have a job that allows me to come to attend services frequently, then that's a good job.
我住的地方让我可以常常来教会，就是好的区。
If my home is close to church so that I can come frequently, then that's a good place to live.
我孩子的信仰第一，这个是最重要的。
For my children, their faith is number one.
因为人生在世上是一个寄居的状态。
Because we are all sojourners in this earth.
这个看得清楚了。
So as long as you're able to see clearly,
你生活方式就会改变。
Your life will be adjusted accordingly.
有个弟兄在大学教书。
There was a brother that teaches in a university.
是非常有名的教授。
He was a famous professor.
一直在世界的社会上忙碌。
And he was very busy.
啊，虽然到了退休年龄了，还不想退休。
Even though it was close to retirement age, but he didn't want to retire.
因为教授没有说固定几岁就要退休的。
Because there was no age restriction for retirement for professors.
他想打算一直教。
He planned to keep teaching.
啊，但是有一天他生病了。
But one day he fell sick.
差点死掉。
He almost died.
哇。大家迫切的祷告，让他从死亡的边缘，主把他救回来。
Everyone prayed earnestly for him and saved him from the edge of death.
经过这个生病之后
，and through this illness,
他看得比较清楚。
He was able to see more clearly.
他说：“我再教几年又怎么样
？”He said that what is for me to teach a few more years.
我再赚多一点钱又怎么样
？And if I were to earn more money, what is that to me?
我的人生过去为自己忙，为学问来忙。
In the past, I was busy for myself and for education.
没有怎么样做圣工。
But I didn't really involve in holy work.
主耶稣这次救我。
The Lord Jesus saved me this time.
我要退休。
I want to retire.
我要把人生剩下的时间服侍主。
And I will spend the rest of my life to serve God.
我要为我以后去天家好好的预备。
I want to prepare for my future home in heaven.
我要灵修自己。
I want to do spiritual cultivation.
哎，他生了这场病，对远的东西看得更清楚了。
So after his illness, he was able to see clearly the things from afar.
哇，这个才是最重要啊。
This is the most important.
弟兄姐妹，你对遥远的事情，你对属灵的事物，你对主耶稣的应许有看得很清楚吗
？Brothers and sisters, with respect to the things that are afar to God's spiritual promise, are you able to see them clearly?
如果你看清楚
，If yes,
你的生活从现在开始就要改变。
Your life will surely be changed.
以前看得很重要的，现在会觉得不太重要。
What's important to you in the past will no longer be important today.
以前忽略的，你现在会把它抓得很紧。
What you've neglected in the past, now you will hold on to them dearly.
第三点
The third point.
不单只要看清，我们还要看透。
Not only do we have to see clearly, we have to see it through.
我们看哥林多前书。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians.
第二章。
Verse chapter 2.
第十四节。
Verse 14.
哥林多前书二章十四节。
1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14.
然而属血气的人不领会神圣灵的事，反倒以为愚拙，并且不能知道，因为这些事唯有属灵的人才能看透。
But the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, nor can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned.
十五节。
Verse 15.
属灵的人看透万事，却没有一人能看透他。
But he who is spiritual judges all things, yet he himself is rightly judged by no one.
谁曾知道主的心去教导他呢？但我们有主的基督的心呐。
For who has known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ.
啊，这里保罗看到讲到属灵的势力的第三个层面。
Here Paul talks about the third aspect of spiritual sight.
不但只能要看见。
Not only do we have to see,
不但只要看清
and see clearly,
你还要把它看透
but we also have to see through.、
哦、我们知道肉眼呢很有限，你眼睛怎么考也是 看表面而已。
We know that our naked eye has its limit. No matter how hard we see, we can only see the surface.
医生再有经验，但是他也不能凭肉眼来给你判证。
No matter how experienced a doctor is, they can never diagnose your illness with their naked eyes.
一定要叫你去照 X 光了。
They have to send you to take X-rays.
再不行，超音波了。
Or ultrasound.
再来呢 ，MRI 呢
？Or MRI.
再来 CAT scan 呢
？Or CAT scan.
每一样所谓的东西都是要看里面的，越厉害的科技就是看得越里面。
So, in order to correctly diagnose your illness, you have to see what's inside.
因为表面有时候是骗人的。
Because what's on the surface can be deceiving.
啊，那里面藏了什么东西？在很里面有什么问题？真的是要仪器来看。
But whether there's any growth inside of you, you need some equipment so that the doctors can see inside.
那属灵方面也是一样。
Spiritually, it's the same.
有时候我们生活当中很多的问题，很多的纠结。我们常常在表面上想要给他解决。
There are a lot of problems and struggles in our lives that we try to solve them on the surface.
比如说你头痛就看医生。
For example, when you have headache and you go to a doctor.
医生说好了，止痛药了，给你止痛药。
Doctor prescribe you painkillers.
你还痛，你要回去。
And you, the headache continues, and you have to go back to the doctor.
如果医生再说，那再次多一点止痛药，你会不会高兴？
And if the doctor tells you, okay, then I'll prescribe you more painkillers. Are you satisfied with that answer?
所以有句话叫头痛一头，脚痛一脚。
So there is a saying that says, if you have headache, then
就一头了。头痛一头，脚痛一脚啊。
Okay, so if you have headache, then the doctor will treat your headache. If you have pain in your foot, then the doctor will treat that.
有时候脚的问题不是头，不是脚的问题，而是别的地方的问题啊。
But sometimes when there is pain in your foot, it's not actually the problem of the foot. It's actually caused by another area.
有一个弟兄他身体不舒服。
There was a brother that wasn't feeling well.
肾功能降低了。
And the function of his kidney decreased.
一开始看医生。
And at first, when he went to doctors,
那医生说可能是肾的问题啊，还要怎么样怎么样对那个肾要做一些处理。
His doctor said that it's perhaps a problem with your kidney, and we have to do something to it.
后来发觉根本不是肾的问题。
And later, he found out that it was not a problem with his kidney at all.
是他淋巴里面有癌细胞影响肾功能。
But it's something in his
lymphoma. 他是 lymphoma， 他是淋巴癌啊。
He had cancer in the lymph node.
Lymphoma 这个名字。
It's called lymphoma.
所以根本不是肾的问题，是淋巴的问题。
So it's not something wrong with his kidney, but it's lymphoma.
同样的属灵上这样我们来讲了。
In the same way, spiritually.
所以我们不开心。
When we are not happy.
那为什么你不开心？
Why are you not happy?
人说：“哎呀，我工作不顺利，说不开心。”
And you may say that's because something wrong with my work.
有人说我不开心，因为我财务的压力不开心。
Some people may say it's because of my financial condition.
好了，所以我要更努力赚钱。
So I have to work harder to earn money.
那我要得到更大的成功。
I have to work harder to get success.
我们一直想要在世界的层面来改变我们的生活的状况。
We keep trying to improve our life.Using this world standard.
换工作。
Change a job.
换房子。
Change a house.
能够换的都去换。
Whatever we can change, we've changed.
但是这样就快乐吗？
But can these bring you happiness?
这里说属血气的人不理解神圣灵的事。
Here it says the natural man cannot understand this, what's of the spirit.
他觉得很愚拙。
Because he thinks they are foolish.
你跟他讲道理，说你要悔改，你要走到神的道路上面，他觉得你很笨。
When you talk to him about words of God, asking him to repent and to walk on the path of God, he thought that you were being foolish.
但是属灵的人就不一样。
But a spiritual man is different.
你跟他讲这个情况。
When you talk to him about these,
他说不是表面的问题哦。
And he will realize that these things happen not because of what we see on the surface.
可能是更深入的问题。
But he knows the problem lies deep down.
是不是你跟神之间的关系出了问题了？
Is it because your relationship with God has gone wrong?
是不是你信仰最近退步了？
Is it because you've neglected your faith?
你表面上都在做圣工，很热心。
On the surface, you engage in holy work and you're very zealous.
但是你是不是忽略了灵修了？
But is it that you have neglected your spiritual cultivation?
一个属血气的人只能看到表面。
Those that belong to the world, they only see what's on the surface.
属灵的人就会看到里面真正的原因是什么。
But those who are of the spirit can see the true problem deep down inside.
这个就是属灵的人能够看透万事。
This is what it means when I say that those who are of the spirit can see through all things.
所以第十五节非常的宝贵。
So verse 15 gives us a precious teaching.
只有属灵的人能够看透事情的真相，不是表象。
He who is spiritual judges all things. Only those who are spiritual can see the true essence.
这里看透也翻成可以翻成 judges 或者是分辨。这个是什么？那是什么？
In the Chinese version, it refers to being able to see through all things. In the English version, it says judges all things. It also means to discern.
任何一个事情，你要想想主的心到底是什么的。
Whatever things you encounter, you have to think about the mind of the Lord.
像我这三个礼拜这样子眼睛不太能够看，我就想说，那主耶稣的心意到底是什么？
For example, for the past 3 weeks, when I was not able to see clearly, I kept thinking about what is the mind of the Lord.
我相信其中一个主耶稣要我看到的就是不要用那么多手机。
I believe one of the will of the Lord Jesus was for me not to use so much cell phone.
大家不要笑我，你跟我一样。
Don't laugh at me, we're all the same.
除非你没手机，不然的话大家都是被手机控制。
Unless you don't have cell phones, nowadays we're all dictated by cell phones.
早上第一件事情起来，不是刷牙洗脸，也不是祷告，而是看一下有没有信息。
The first thing we wake up is not to brush our teeth or to pray, it's to check on our cell phones.
那整天呢，每五分钟、三分钟也来看一看有没有信息。
Every day, every 3 to 5 minutes, we check if there are new messages.
聚会的时候呢，忍不住呢，也看看有没有什么新闻啊。
During service, we might not be able to control ourselves, and we still check on our phones.
睡觉前呢，躺在那边呢，也在放松啊。上厕所也是在看啊。
And before we go to sleep, we look at our phones, and we go to washroom, we still look at our phones.
那我就反省自己。
So I started to examine myself.
可能主耶稣要我用少一点这些科技。
Perhaps the Lord Jesus wants me to reduce my time on the phone.
还有呢，我就一直在想，主耶稣的心到底是什么呢？
So I kept thinking, what is the heart and mind of the Lord?
这个很不容易，就是最难的。
This is not easy.
这个也是最跟神最个人的关系的。
It relates to our very personal relationship with God.
所以当你能够很深入的祷告，靠着圣灵带领的时候。
So when you are able to go deep in your prayer and to rely on the guidance of the Holy Spirit,
你到最后看，看透了，看到主的心意到底是什么了。
Eventually, when you keep trying to see through, you will able to see through the mind and heart of God.
今天很多人虽然所谓跟随主但是却不了解主的心是什么。
Nowadays, there are many people who chose to follow God, but they don't understand God's mind.
我们祷告常常说，主啊，你帮我，救我，看我。
When we pray, we often say, "Oh God, please look at me, please save me, please help me."
我们很少人问主啊，你的心到底是什么
？Not many of us would ask, "Lord, what is your will and what is your mind?"
但是真正属灵的人
，But those who are truly of the Spirit,
他看透了
，They are able to see through it.
我们有看透吗
？Have we seen through it?
我们有看清吗
？Have we seen clearly?
我们有看见吗
？Have we see at all?
愿主耶稣帮助我们。
May the Lord Jesus help us.
唱诗379首。
Let's sing hymn 379.